Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the 63rd annual production sale for Messner Ranch with 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. The sale happening Saturday, February 3rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. You can attend the sale in person or watch live on dvauction.com. For more information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. The Messner Ranch production sale, February 3rd, Slapout, Oklahoma.
Well, the moisture we've received across the state the past few months has been a welcome result. However, is it going to last? At the 2024 Cattle Con held in Orlando, Florida, Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to talk about weather conditions with atmospheric scientist Matt Makins with Makins Weather. Makins says El Nino already on its way out the door.
It's already peaked. It's on the way out. And the last time you and I chatted was in July, and we were talking about El Nino. Hey, it's coming in. It's developing now. So, you know, that was only, what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago. What's the difference? Well, part of it is it's normal for these events, whether it be La Nina or El Nino. They kind of peak in the winter, and then they weaken. They're kind of a winter phenomenon. So it's not, on one side, it's not unusual to say, well, El Nino's done. But I say it with the connotation of, hey, El Nino's done. Okay, Matt's insinuating something else is happening. In this case, La Nina is going to come racing back at us. So our window of moisture here is pretty limited with this current El Nino, which is on the way out.
As we enter this next La Nina, Makins said there's a chance that it may stay for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it was 3 years, which has only happened a couple of other times since 1950. So to get a three-year event, La Nina-wise, that's hard. I mean, that's hard to do just physically in the weather world, but it's also hard on us as producers to deal with that for 3 years, because that Oklahoma, Texas, that's bad drought when that happens. There are bigger climate drivers at play here, which we won't get into the nitty-gritty today, but since 1998, La Nina is far more frequent, stronger, and lasts longer.
The transition from El Nino to La Nina already appears to be taking place quickly, Makins said, and he expects a full transition by summer. To hear the complete conversation between Matt Makins and Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged for this year. Extreme drought also unchanged for the past 5 weeks at zero. Severe drought or worse now at 1.36%, down from last week's 1.67%. Moderate drought now at 7.18%, down from last week's 14.52%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 22.5%, down from last week's 32.77%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state, aside from the far southeast corner, leaning around that 40 to 50% chance of rain through February the 10th. As for that southeast corner, that part of the state leaning above a 33 to 40% chance of rain through the February 10th date. You've got farm news on Ron. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.